Tishlach, Tav Shin Ayin Tes. Okay. We'll talk, I think, a little bit about Yira and Ava in the Parsha, and the necessity for both of them, right? Obviously, right? Obviously, you need Yira and Ava. But how do we arrange them? So first of all, in Tchelis, we've discussed this before. So a lot of this is repetition of things we've talked about before, just arranged a little bit differently. And that's why, even though this is 4 pages long, we need not be daunted by the proposition. Yeah, because it'll flow smoothly. First thing is Legabe de Tchelis. The Tchelis, the famous Gemara that we've talked about before, why we learned together before, is Tanya, Hayah Rebbe Meir, Omer. Manishtana Tchelis Mikol Minei Tivonim. Why is Tchelis the unique tseva, right? That in other words, if in our tzitzis, it's lovin' with one strand that's colored, why dafka the color Tchelis? Mibnesha Tchelis Doma Leyam. V'yam Doma Lerakia. V'rakia Lekisei HaKavod. Why? Because the Tchelis is similar to the sea, and the sea is similar to the heavens, and the heavens are similar to the Kisei HaKavod. Sh'nemar, V'tachas Raglov Kemase Livna Sasapir U'cheetzem HaShamayim LaTohar. So the idea that the Gemara wants to point out is there must be something unique if we've got all the strands of the tzitzis, and that's at the end of our parsha.
How do you know the kisei kavod's blue?
Because it says the sapphire stone in kind of red, and then the sapphire stone is what he called is like sapphire, I guess. Sapphire, I guess. And that's what he called bluish in color, although we have black sapphires as well. Right, but I guess we're going with blue. So now the different ways to understand this Gemara. And why not just go straight to the Kisei HaKavod? In other words, you say the Tchelis meant to remind you of the Kisei HaKavod, but no, the Chazal say the Medrash says that the Tchelis is similar to the sea, and the sea is similar to the heavens, and the heavens are similar to the Kisei HaKavod in coloration, right, or what they represent. So the Kli Yakar says we'll be mitamset the Kli Yakar. So that way we call that, you know, we don't have to do the whole thing inside. He says that there's the idea that's being discussed over here is the process in a person's avoda. The process in a person's avoda. The yam, right? The yam, the sea, does Hashem's will out of a state of yira. And he brings a pasuk from that, from Yirmiyah. V'cheinu omer le'inyan ayam, ha'osi lo siro. Right? Will you not fear me, says Hashem. You know, Yirmiyah is speaking to the Jewish people in the name of Hashem. Will you not fear me? After all, asher samti chol gvul ayam. Right? I've made the boundaries of the seas. And will you not fear me? Ki'ilu. Like the yam fears me. The yam doesn't pass its boundaries of the sand. Right? And even though it wants to, shema shina midaso. It's against its nature, it's against its natural inertia, as it were, to remain bounded by the sands of the shore. Its natural inclination is to want to swamp the earth. The in yochol, and it can't do it, as it says also there in Yirmiyah. V'yizgashu v'lo yuchlu v'yichalu. Right, it's in turmoil. It roils the sea. What it quote is frothing. This waves, etc. But it can't. It can't. So the yam is representative of being of the fulfillment of Hashem's will mitoch yira. The heavens, on the other hand, right? We say avu keshemesh yotzei mechupa, avu kechasan yotzei mechupaso. Right? Then we're talking about the shemesh, right? The shemesh, the sun, is like a chatzan, yotzei mechupaso, like a groom coming out in his glory from his chuppah, etc. Or like we say in davening, right? In what he called in Kelodon, smeichim betzeisam, the heavens are rejoicing and they're going out to do the will of Hashem. The os, what he called it, v'sasim bevoyam, and they're happy and they're going out to do their job, and they rejoice in the return home after having done their job. They're in a state of rejoicing. The heavens are in a state of rejoicing.
What's their avoda?
they're meant to, you know, the sun travels the celestial sphere, the mazalos are there to do their job, etc. And as everything is moving smoothly, and then you think about it.
What are they rejoicing about?
Doing the will of Hashem. They're doing the will of Hashem. In other words, you think about it. The heavens, you know, where are you? You think about the which typifies the heavens, the beauty, right, of the movement, right, of seeing the different signs of the zodiac passing through the moon, the sun, the quad, etc. All those things in the heavens, and the Am, on the other hand, you think of it as in turmoil. You're an Av. So says the Kliyakar, he says...
Oh, yeah? The sun and the moon represent Ahava?
No, the sun and the moon, in other words, their movement, they're doing Hashem's will, like it says, he's like a groom coming out of his chuppah. He's excited. He's excited to do what he's doing. He's excited to
be... That represents Ahava?
Yeah, of course, when you're excited. Your Ahava is what he called is proactive, is giving. Yira is restraining, is what he called is constriction. So the Kliyakar says that's the perish of the Gemara, and that's the idea of what Chazal is telling us, that Tchelis is Domel Yam and Yam is Domel Rakia, and the Rakia is Domel Kisei Kavod. In other words, you have to enter into a stage of Yira, right? And then from that stage of Yira, you enter into a state of Ahava, and then when you reach that state of Ahava, and then you reach Dveikus with the Kisei Kavod. Dveikus with the Kisei Kavod. And that's really cool. That is necessary when you think about it.
Yeah, first you get wet, then the sun dries you off, and then you're happy.
Thank you, Baruch Hashem. Capital is forever indebted to you. So the idea when you think about it really is, what's this idea of Yira? The idea of Yira, it's not just you walk around trembling. The idea of Yira is that you have to realize Yira is osios re'ia. How do I look at the world? So I can look at the world, and we've talked about this a million times, right? Already, of course, it's an exaggeration, right? But the you can look at the world and just fall prey to living a very, very superficial life, right? What's life about? Life is about money.
Cleaning up the yard.
Right? Cleaning up the yard. That sort of stuff, that, you know, that's a bit of a bear, but
superficial.
Right? Or it could be the record. You could talk about, you know, other things that are more pleasant but yet superficial, right? This, that, the next thing, etc. In order to break that, in order to, what do you call it, to realize that one is living in Hashem's world and he is a creation of Hashem, and therefore, yeah, it's incumbent upon him to do Hashem's will, because Hashem is the source of his being. So in order to do that you gotta break the, you have to break the cycle.
I just need the rest of the room.
Good to see you, right?
Well, yeah,
right, welcome to Romper Room. okay, if you could take out your doobie, good be, what do you call it, the wand, who will help us all. At any event, yeah, so you need what do you call it, the Yira, to break the shell, to realize what your reality, what reality you're living in. And that's why Yira, like I said, is Re'ia. How do you see the world? How do you see how do you see yourself inside of this creation? Right? When you realize you're inside a creation of the Creator, and you're one more creation within that creation, it gives you a different world outlook. That is what he called with the Kliyakar says. After a person has penetrated that shell through the methodology of Yira, then his avoda is Ahava. His avoda is meant to be ba'ava. Okay, we're trying to talk here about what we're hoping for, we're praying for, and then that brings the person to dveikus ba'Hashem. So fine. So that's what he called. That's the first point. When a person is living b'yira, he's asking himself, "Am I doing Hashem's will?" every act that I'm about to do, is this what Hashem wants me to do? Is it not what Hashem wants me to do? You're not going to become OCD from this, right? It's really, it's very, just a very simple question. It's not like, oh, should I wash my hands again? Should I wash my hands again? Should I wash my hands again? It's nothing to do with that. It has to do with, am I doing Hashem's ratzon or not? Right? When I, before I, I'm about to lose my cool, does Hashem want me to do that? I'm about to say something that I shouldn't say, or do something foolish that I shouldn't be doing. What do you call it? Does Hashem want me to do it? That's living in Europe, right? Re'iyah. What world are you living in? What world are you living in? You can either live in a world which is attached to the chayim that Hashem wishes to bestow upon us, the life that He wishes to bestow upon us, or you can live in a fictitious world, like living in a dream, kechalom ya'uf, like we say in Yomim Roim, like a dream that just disappears. Because it's as a function of it, giving us bechira chafshis, we can either choose to live in reality, or we can choose to live in la-la land. Right? When year is lacking, when...
That's a beautiful one?
Yeah. When year is lacking, this is the practicum, right? When year is lacking, one ignores the cues of life. In other words, if I'm living...
Where'd you get that from?
When year is lacking, a person doesn't pick up on Hashem speaking to him. From life itself, from because Hashem is always speaking to us, because every opportunity, every place that we come to is another opportunity to do a mitzvah, or God forbid, not to do a mitzvah. So if I have Yira and I know that I'm living in Hashem's world, that means that everything, every choice that I'm making is either going to be connection or non-connection. So then I pick up on the cues. If, however, I'm in fantasy land, right? So there are no cues to be picked up on. Every single event is just one more event. This is really the difference. This is the difference, right, between, right, an Adam Godol and an Adam Katan. You could have a person who's big, you can have a person who's small. Chronologically, a person can be what he called, can be way on in years, and he'd be very small in his world outlook. And you can have a person who's very young in years and be very big in his world outlook. So what he called Gadol, which
that's
is interesting.
That's Aniva and Gaiva. You want to be small.
That's obviously not what we're talking about. Oh. Right? We're not talking about making one small vis-a-vis the Creator. We're talking about behavior that's appropriate for for a child. Right? That's what we're talking about, small. So in a child's world, everything is a distinct packet, right? Katan milashon katua, as I heard from Rav Moshe Zechatzadik Rav many times. Yeah, katua. Everything is really called is cut off into little pieces, right? It's another experience. Mommy's in the room. Mommy's out. Woohoo! Mommy goes back. Yeah. Mommy goes out. Woo! Right? Everything is nothing. There's no connection. A godol, even record. Taught us was the Lashon Gedilim from Tzitzis, right? I mean, it doesn't say it in this parsha over here, but it says in Sefer Dvarim, Gedilim Taslecha, Arba Kanfos Ksuscha. To be an Adam Godol, Gedil is where you, what do you call it, you put together the threads and you build with it. Gadol, you extend it. So everything in life, right, is just an extension of everything you've done up until. It's not separate packets of experience. Oh, this has nothing to do with that, That leaves a person katan all the time, because there's no unifying factor. Today's vacation, tomorrow's work, tonight's sleep, in the morning is getting up. It's all nothing connected. But if there's a thread of doing Hashem's will, does Hashem want me to be doing this? Or how does Hashem want me to be doing this? Right? Then you're a gadol. You're always connecting. Gdilim tasaka arba kanfos ksuschal pasuk says in Dvarim with God. Tzitzis, interestingly enough.
Is that the end of this verse?
No. Right. Not over here. Doesn't say here. So now, fine. I mean, in the end of the parsha is parsha Tzitzis. Right, but it doesn't have that pasuk. It's not there. But that pasuk is in Dvarim. So now, when a person is lacking Yira, he spaces the cues of life. For instance, it says in the beginning of our parsha, Yadaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. Shlach lecha anoshim.
But it's good.
Shlach lecha anoshim.
Back in the space.
No, I understand. That's what I mean. Shlach lecha anoshim. V'yasura teretz kenan. Asher ninusen levnei Yisrael. Ish echad. Namatei avosav tishlachu kol nasibahem. Fine. So in our parsha, it sounds like Hashem is telling Moshe, send out the meraglim. Hashem is instructing, shlach lecha. Say the Rashi says l'daitcha according to your das, etc. But it sounds like it's emanating, right? The shlichus of the meraglim is emanating from Hashem's tzivui. And yet in Sefer Dvorim, what does it say there? It brings a whole story that we don't have over here in Sefer Bamidbar. It says Vatikrivun Eli Kuchem, you all came close to me. Vatonu Nishlacha Anoshim Lefanenu, let's send out what they call people before us, Yachru Lano Isaaretz, they'll search out the land, Yeshuvi Osanu Davar, Esader Hasher Na Lebov, Esarim Hasher Navu Alehen. Right? So in Sefer Dvarim, there it talks about, it sounds like Bnei Yisrael wanted the miraglim. Here in our parsha in Shlach, it sounds like the Tzivur Vermeh, Shlach Lecha, you send. Again, Rashi says, L'daitcha, according to your understanding of what you call what's necessary, but it's emanating from Hashem. And yet, in Sefer Dvarim, there's a story there that talks about the Jewish people coming and asking for it first. Okay? So we have a problem here. What's the authentic story? So Rashi says, we're going to use that idea in just a moment. Rashi says, Lama Nisvacha, the first Rashi, Lama Nisvacha Parshas Meraglim, the Parshas Miriam. Why is the story of the Meraglim in the Chumash juxtaposed to the story of Miriam? Right? Last week, the end of last week's Parsha, Miriam, what he called the Maisa of Miriam with the Lashon Hara, with her being stricken with Taras, etc. Lefisha Loksal Iske Diba. She was punished because of inappropriate speech. Right? Again, without going into the whole nine yards exactly. Right? We call it, in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you call it? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself? What do you call it? Hashem has also spoken to us as Nevi'im at the end of last week's part, the end of Balosa. Shadibra Bachia, Roshayim Rov Lo Lakhu Musa. And these Roshayim saw that and didn't take heed. In other words, they saw that Mary was punished for her Diba. And yet over here, right, what do you call it? They went and they spoke about Eretz Israel. Why should they should have been afraid? They should have taken heed. They should have seen, if a tzaddik is like this, is going to be punished for speaking against her brother, and her intention is not really to do anything negative. She thought perhaps he was doing something inappropriate, da 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 da, right? Yeah. And she was punished, so certainly we should be more careful. So Gorari asked a very simple question. How can the Chazal say, why are the two parshios next to each other? Maybe that's when they happened. What do you call it? If we're talking about two mitzvot, so why did you put this one next to that mitzvah? I can hear. But you're asking me the story. Why is this story right after that story? Hey man, maybe that's the way it happened. Maybe that's the chronology of events. So what do you want to do? Write someplace else? Says the Gurari, an unbelievable yesod, right? He says, because if you look in Devarim, like we saw before, the story really began with Bnei Yisrael. Here that's not mentioned, because it didn't take place over here. They asked Moshe to send out spies, and Moshe didn't accede to it. He didn't agree to send them out. Not yet. After the Maisa with Miriam took place, then, Rekod, then he gave them permission. Okay, Rekod and Hashem gave them the tzivui, you can shlach lecha l'daitcha, you can send them out now. Why? Because they've got a model to look at to put them into a state of understanding what reality is, right? And those, watch your tongue. Be careful what you say, you can create a false reality, right? If you don't look and, as it were, report what you see, but instead you speak and you manufacture some of fictitious vision in front of you. And that's what he says. That's what the Chazal is saying. Why does it appear over here? How do they know it didn't appear over here? Because where's the rest of the story? Elamai, they left out the rest of the story because it didn't happen now. They'd asked for it before. But Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't let. He wouldn't allow. Well, finally, when they had something to look at, to give them Mussar, look what happened to Miriam. Okay, now we'll send. Keep your head screwed on straight. No, they didn't take Mussar. What?
If everyone says these were great tzaddikim, and I guess what you're saying is that that's consistent. That is consistent. They were great men.
Right.
How do you know? Because they went out like they did.
Right.
But yet we learn about them not too far after that, how they cast a negative.
Right. Again, we're not coming to say that they are chopped liver. Yeah, that's not the point. Right. The point is that the Torah reports their flaws, so we should learn from their flaws, right? Mm-hmm. Albeit that they're much bigger people than we are, right? Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, they erred, right? They did the wrong thing, right? And they were punished, right, for having done that. And the Chumash, right, is showing us that had they looked at what happened to Miriam and reminded him, that's the reality, right? The reality is that when you speak not according to Hashem's will, you essentially destroyed yourself, and that's what Tzoras is. It's a self destruction, right? Tzoras is where the goof itself rebels against the person himself. The goof itself begins to rot, right, within him. Because he's destroyed himself, either through Lashon Hara, or through Kino, or through Taiva, Gaiva, right? All the different possibilities, etc. So they should have learned from that. Be careful with what you say. Remember, look at the world through the lens of the Torah, through the lens of Re'ia, which is Yira. Yud, Reish, Aleph, Hey, right? And Reish, Aleph, Yud, Hey, Re'ia, to see, and Yira, is Yira, to fear, are the same letters. Right? If you look at the world correctly, then you'll remember, am I doing Hashem's will or not Hashem's will? What does Hashem want me to do here? But then, if you don't take heed, like they didn't from what happened to Miriam, so now you can begin to manufacture, right? You stop asking yourself that question. Is this what Hashem wants me to do? Is this the right thing? You stop asking the question. And then you begin to manufacture your own reality. Right?
So I understand. First, Moshe got to see what he sent out the spies, and then the incident with Miriam occurred.
We don't know exactly when the Moshe, right? The request for the spies took place earlier.
Not in Shulach?
No, that wasn't the request. That was when Moshe sent them out, right? And we know that because the Torah doesn't report about they're asking for it over here. It only tells us about it in Dvarim. And that way we know that that took place actually at some other juncture earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't, as it were, allow them to send out the Meraglim until right after the Maisi with Miriam. And that's what the Chazal is saying. Why is it over here? Right? It's over here because Moshe Rabbeinu said maybe they'll take heed from what happened to Miriam and get their act together before they send them out.
Focus properly, I guess. Being able to focus properly.
Right, right.
Not being...
Right, not being... Not create your own reality.
Right?
Right, right. So now... Fine.
Page 3?
Yeah. So let's look there. Let's open for a second. Yeah, 3. So what do you call it? It's a point to ponder. Hakaras HaTov. Recognizing the tov that Hashem has done for you, right? Mm-hmm. Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov means to recognize the tov. The opposite is kviyas tova, right?
Yes.
To be kofui tov. In other words, which covers up the tov, like you kofa a kli, right? When Chazal say, find chametz during Pesach. Kofa love kli. You put a kli on top of it, right? So it's covered over. It's not seen.
So I understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying the idea of Hakaras HaTov is to recognize the Tov that Hashem gave you.
Right.
Kfiyas HaTov is where you cover it up. You don't want to see the Tov.
That's not giving.
You don't want to see it. The way we usually do that, let's say the way we cover up Tov for us, is by judging the giver's intention. right? This is just some a parenthetical phrase. He didn't mean it. He wasn't thinking. He was thinking of himself. But this is all what he calls the things that we say, you know, when we don't want to, as we want to be appreciative to somebody, right? They've got their agenda. They did it for this reason or that reason. I don't have to be appreciative to them, etc.
That's the other one.
Right. That's kvias tov. So if they were looking through the proper lens, right? And having seen what happened to Miriam should have shocked them, as it were, back into looking at the world with proper lens. So they would have fought back to themselves. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem split the Yam for us. Hashem gave us the Man, right? Hashem gave us the Torah, right? He gave us the Torah. Hashem is giving us Eretz Yisrael, the land that was what he called promised to Avi Yitzchak Yaakov. So then they would be Makar Tov. And it looks like it's going to be a difficult fight. Well, but Hashem has taken care of us until now. They would see it through that lens. But what do you call it? When you stop thinking about ring roe re'ia of the world as the lens of yira that you're in Hashem's creation, right? And how is He dealing with you until now? Instead, it all begins to revolve around you, right? So now I am going to be. I'm not going to create my world. I'm going to create my world, the world that I live in. The world that I live in. And therefore I say, this situation stinks. This stinks. This is we're gonna get killed, we're gonna get slaughtered, right? Etc. Because I've been kofin the tov, as it were. I've covered over all the tov until now, and now I begin a new creation, just like Hashem says in creation, Vayomer Elokim Yior, and Hashem said, let there be light, and now it's yeah, and now I will speak and create my world. So my world starts with now. It starts with, it emanates from me, and it starts now, and it says, this situation stinks. We are being sent to our death. We're being sent to our death. Okay, Chana, the phone is ringing, but I'm in the middle of shir. Okay, fine. Further.
So what did the spies do? They denied the course of Tov to Hashem? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying if they'd been living in a world of Hakaras HaTov, if they'd been Roeh, the world, out of Yira, realizing that they're in Hashem's creation, they're His creation, and look as creations how much they've received from Hashem now, right, from the Creator, then your next step is going to be an extension, a Gedil. It's going to be an extension of what you call it, of what you've done, what you've experienced until now. You'll behave accordingly, right? You'll look at what Hashem did for me until now, so Hashem is going to continue, yeah? But when you're kofui tov, when you're kofui the tov, when you cover over the tov, so then the fact is, then you don't see it before. So now we're starting from ground zero. I'll create my world now. My world, what am I going to create with? This situation, this is terrible. This is horrible. This is beyond, right? Right? This is death. Starts there. Okay. Fine. Fine. I somehow managed to leave out a point over here.
Page 2.
Yeah, no, I left out a point, but that's what you call that. But essentially, what we just discussed now, that's what the Meraglim did. I don't know why I left out that Maramok over here. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, and about the sin of the Meraglim. The sin of the Meraglim. It says over there, it comments on why in Megillas Eicha, the Os Pei appears before the Os Ayin. And the order of Aleph Beis is Ayin and then Pei. Right? Samach Ayin Pei. Right? Right. In Megillas Eicha, three out of the four Prakim there, the which are the state of the Aleph Beis, the Pei comes before the Ayin. It's like out of order. Says the Gemara, that's symbolic of the sin of the Meraglim, which is the source of all of our tzaros throughout the generations. Yeah? Right? Tisha B'Av, the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av. Right? They came back on Tisha B'Av, they came, what he calls, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, second Beis HaMikdash, first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, etc. All the terrible things that happened all find their root in the Meraglim. Say, Chazal, that's why the Pei comes before the Ayin in Grigilas Echa, because Hikdimu Bepihem Mashalo Ra'u Be'inehem. They spoke, they created a reality with their peh, with the pay, right? And based upon that, that's the way they saw the world afterwards. In other words, had they been living in a world of Yira, right? Am I doing what Hashem wants from me? I'm a creation in His greater creation. Am I doing His will? Then they would have recalled, they would have, let's go back, let's see what Hashem has done for us until now. They would have marked their tov, right? And that they would also be, what he called, a state of Yira. I can't do other than what Hashem wants me to do. So they would just kept on plowing forward. They would have made this an attachment to all of the other experiences and connections they had with Hashem until now. They would have been gedolim, ta'asalacha. Instead, what do they do? No, we're starting now. The past is gone. We're not thinking about that. Right now, how does my reality begin now? Well, I'll tell you, these people are giants, right? Normal people can't live in this land. People who will live there will surely will die if they're regular people. We'll never be able to survive. We're like grasshoppers in their eyes, and they saw us as nothing, etc. Hikdimu piyam mashal ro beinayim. Okay. I want to get to. Oh, I did bring it. I actually made a mistake. I did bring it. Okay, there's on page 2. Okay. That was the Maral on the record in, I made a mistake. Right. That was the Maral on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Okay. I think we're going to do the recall this next piece, right? So we don't get lost in the roundabouts. When I do the mitzvah, right? When I get around to doing the mitzvos, so then, okay, I'm going to change the order for a second. We talked about doing things by Yira, and then we talked about doing things by Ahava, right? And we said, remember, the Kliyakar taught us that that's the way of things. First, you need the tzitzit is meant to remind you of the yam, and the tchelis is meant to remind you of the yam, and the yam is meant to remind you of the heavens, and then the heavens bring you to the kisei kavod. And he said that was the stages: yira, and then abba, and then you're davik v'Hashem, you're davik with the shrina. So now, the world of mitzvos, again, also with the idea of tzitzit. The Meshechachma, I'm going to change the order. You'll forgive me. I think I put it in the incorrect order here. On page 3 here. The Meshechachma. Right? The Meshechachma says an interesting point. I won't go into all the sources, right? But he says a very interesting point. He says the entire Bria, right? All of creation is referred to in Tehillim. We say in Baruch Hinafshi, Ota Or Kasalma. Hashem wraps Himself with light, and it's like a beged. All of creation is, right, God is like a is the light, the revelation of what we see is like a beged. There's a beged hides Hashem's, hides anything, right? A beged it covers. And yet that's the way, in other words, it's like a filter, it's a covering which allows us, right, to be able to connect to Hashem. Hashem in His essence, we connect Him only the way He presents Himself to us in the Bria. So therefore, His creation of light, the very beginning, Ota Or Kasalma, everything in creation is like a beged through which we recognize that there's something kaviyachol, right, pulsing underneath the beged, the will of the Creator, right? Ota Or Kasalma. That is creation, right? That it is. Says the Meshech Chachma, just like creation itself is compared to a beged, the symbolism in tzitzis, once again, using tzitzis as the model, right? The symbolism in tzitzis is as though you have a beged, and then you've got strands hanging off at the sides, four corners, as though the beged's not finished, right? It's like the weave hasn't been finished. You've got these strands hanging here, right?
Not finished,
right? It's not finished. Like the beged, you know, you stopped and all of a sudden you continued on, but when the beged didn't continue, what happened to the rest of the beged? Right? The strands, says the Meshech Chochma, are representative of an unfinished Bria, an unfinished creation. In other words, Hashem's creation is given to us, right? And that's the way we connect to Him. Right? On the one hand, light which reveals, on the other hand, is also a beged. Ota or Kasalma, Hashem wraps Himself like a beged, like a beged. And at the same time, right, it's telling us that the Bria is left unfinished. Who's meant to finish it? We're meant to finish it. Right? Hashem gave us the Bria to finish it. Right? And that's the symbol, that's why tzitzis is meant to remind us about all the mitzvos. Tzitzis is meant to remind us about all the mitzvot, because that's the way we finish the Bria, by doing Hashem's mitzvot. By doing Hashem's mitzvot. Right? Every mitzvah we do, right? The word mitzvah means to be betzavta, together with Hashem. Together with Hashem. In other words, every time we do a mitzvah, so we're living in a healthy world where we recognize Hashem as the creator, we are His creations. The world He's placed us in is a world that He said, I want you to complete, right? Through being together with Me, by doing this mitzvah over here and this mitzvah over here, the formal mitzvahs, and even the informal mitzvahs, the choices that we make when we do try to do Hashem's will, we're being betzavta, we're being together with Him, right? That's the idea of tzitzis. That's the idea of tzitzis. So what do we have? Right? We discussed, what do you call it, first, from tzitzis, the concept of the process. First, you need Yira. What world am I living in? Right? Yira, Re'ia. What world am I living in? I got to remember Hashem. Right? The Parsha of Tzitzis also tells us that Hashem wants, it's meant to remind us of all the Tzitzis, right? Remember all the mitzvot, like the Pasuk says, Man, Tzitzis Kruva, Tzitzim, it's called mitzvosai. You do the Parsha of Tzitzis is meant to tell you, to remind you to do all the mitzvot. Why? Right? Because the existence of the concept of tzitzis is as though it's a beged, right? A beged which is unfinished. It's the same beged which is creation. Hashem has left it unfinished for us to finish. Okay? That's the way we have to do it. How should we do the mitzvahs? Okay? So we've got Yira. We've got the path, once you're living in a world of Yira, the path to be connected to Hashem, the path to doing Hashem's will, as we are His creations within His broader creation, is to do mitzvot. And now, what should be a person's attitude towards that? What should a person's affect when he does the mitzvot? So let's take a look at one more thing, right? I think brevity is the soul of wit. On page 2, right?
Why am I going backwards?
Just to make a complication. Right. When doing mitzvahs, they should be done with Hakaras HaTov and Simcha. Right? Hakaras HaTov and Simcha. How so? What does that mean? So, right after the Chet of the Meraglim, the Rabbon Shalom gives Klai Yisrael several tzivuyim. Right? I won't talk about all of them. Right? But the two of the tzivuyim is, first he teaches them about the mitzvah of nesachim, that when you bring korbanos, you have to bring with it, wine and meal offerings, and the wine is always a symbol of simcha, ki ayayin yisamach levav enosh, etc. It's, we're talking about when you bring a korban, right, that's a voluntary korban, an ola or a shlomim. You're bringing something voluntary to Hashem, etc. It is accompanied along with the wine and the oil and the record and the menachos, right?
There's no korban elim kain there with it.
Yeah, you got to bring the menachos with it, and then afterwards it says the mitzvah of challah, and Chazal say that these mitzvahs, because they're dependent upon the land of Israel, was meant to reassure them that even after it had been decreed that they were going to die in the desert, even after it had been decreed that they were going to die in the desert, right? But This was to assure them, or to reassure them, that they would enter into Eretz Yisrael eventually. Right? And therefore we taught them these two mitzvahs. This mitzvah of Nesachim, right, which is Korbanos, which will be dependent upon when they build the what do you call it, the Mishkan, etc. Ultimately the Beis HaMikdash, but even before the time of the Mishkan. And the mitzvah of Challah. So the Medrash says, right? The Medrash says that two things the Medrash says. The first Medrash over here on page 2 says it defines for us the mitzvah of Nesachim, right? Which is really cool, and giving those Nesachim along with voluntary korbanos. So it says as follows, we're going to sum it up here. It talks about our relationship with Hashem like a son to a father. The father is responsible to what he called to clothe him, and to what he called to give him food and take care of him and to teach him Torah and to find him a wife, what he called, and you know, get him started off in life. And so too, Kadosh Baruch Hu has done all that for us. Right? He's done all that for us. He gave us the Torah, he took it out of Mitzrayim, he gave us food, he gave us drink, he brought us to Eretz Yisrael, etc. The responsibility of the son then, the healthy reaction of a son, like it says over here, to a father who has given him so much, is to give him a gift, to express his thanks, right? And to show his love and affection for the one who's given him so much. This shows his appreciation, right? And that's what he called, that's a fundamental, what he called, in the Torah. A chorus of told to recognize someone has done something for you, right? You turn a blind eye, once again. If you don't see things properly, you don't see that someone has done you something for you. So therefore, the mitzvah of, what do you call it, the mitzvah of Nesachim is all about Hakaras HaTov, right? And expressing that in a proactive act of giving to the Creator. An Ola, which is a voluntary Korban, a Shlamim, a voluntary Korban, with the Nesachim, etc., right? With the wine, yeah. And the wine, you know, is always symbolic of that it gladdens a person's heart. Yayayin, Samach, Levav, and Nosh. That's the first mitzvah that it says. And then afterwards it says, the mitzvah challah. So the Medrash asked, why did you put it in the wrong order? Because when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they immediately, as soon as they came to Eretz Yisrael, they became chayev and challah, right? And they didn't become chayev, they weren't able to bring the Nesachim for 14 more years. So why did you write, right? Why did you write about the mitzvah of Nesachim first, and then the mitzvah of challah second? And again, both these mitzvahs are mitzvahs that have to do with Eretz Yisrael. And both these mitzvahs are meant to reassure them they're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. But you got it out of order. You should have challah first, and then Nesachim. Challah is going to be chayev as soon as they come into Eretz Yisrael. And Nesachim won't be able to fulfill for 14 more years. Right? But rather, right, the Medrash says, is because we wanted you to learn, right, from the nature of the mitzvah of Nesachim, how you should do all mitzvahs. There's even the mitzvah of challah, right, which is, you can't eat the dough, you can't eat of this dough, you can't eat of this bread, until you've given a portion to the, what do you call it, to the coin, right? That's a mitzvah of compliance. This is what you have to do if you want to be. This is what you have to do. You can't eat from this dough until you've given to the coin. So you take it off and give it to the coin. That's a mitzvah of compliance. Whereas the mitzvah of, what do you call it, of Nesachim is all based upon voluntary, over here, it's all based upon voluntary korbanos. It's not a matter of compliance, it's a matter of spontaneity. Spontaneity. Because he wants to teach you that when you do the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs of compliance, you should do them with simcha and with hakaras hatov. With simcha and hakaras hatov. Simcha and hakaras hatov. That's what the pasuk says, right? Lech, the pasuk says in Koheles, lech echol besimcha lachmecha, ushesei belev tov yeinecha. You should eat your bread with simcha, and you should drink your wine with a gladdened heart. Right? Another lechaim. So what we've seen really, we call it in the parsha over here, is we've seen a pathway, right? On HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructing us through Parsha Shlach, how do you go about life? The first thing we learned, right, was we took the mitzvah tzitzis and recall like the Kli Yakar taught us, that the Chelis reminds us of the Yam, and the Yam of the Rakia, and the Rakia of the Kisei HaKavod. And the Kli Yakar said that to teach us that your path first starts with Yira, just like the sea fulfills Hashem's will out of Yira, the heavens fulfill Hashem's will out of Ahava. You start with Yira, right? Why? Because in order to remind you, what world am I living in? Yira, like we said, is the same letters as Re'iya. What world do you see yourself as being in? Right? The world you see yourself as being in. If you start there, then afterwards, recall, when you do the mitzvah itself, like we see over here, the guy being Nesachim, right? The what do you call them? Put Nesachim first, and Challah afterwards, it teaches our general attitude to mitzvah to do it, but Avo, the Simcha, the Zekos, right? Excitement, Gevaldik, Gevaldik. So you need the year of what world am I living in? And I'm in a world that revolves around me, myself, and I, or living in a world in which I am an unbelievable creation, but nonetheless, I am a creation of the Creator. And if I often have to ask myself, am I doing the Creator's will? He wills, therefore I be. Am I doing what he wills? Otherwise, this is not what he willed me to be. I'm being something else. I'm being a fiction. I'm being a mirage. I'm being a dream. I'm being something else that doesn't exist. Yira, and then Ava. And then we saw, as it were, recall what the negative ramifications can be if, God forbid, a person doesn't, see himself as being a creation of Hashem in a state of Yira before his Creator. We see the sins of the Meraglim, right? And how they, when they didn't live in that world and see themselves as a continuation, the entry to Eretz Yisrael is a continuation of one more gift that Hashem was bestowing upon them. Instead, they cut themselves off from whatever good he did to them. Instead, all they could see was, this is a disaster. And they painted it that way with their mouths. And that's what we do oftentimes. We paint the reality, we paint the person, right, as being nothing but evil with our mouths. We paint situations as being nothing but garbage, right, and loss and no tovah here and disaster, only with our mouths, etc., etc., etc. If we follow the lesson of Tzitzis, right, then we learn not to do that. And Tzitzis also teaches us about all the mitzvot, because the very structure of Tzitzis, as the Meshech Chachma taught us, the strands handing, ending, everybody caught the end, are showing that Hashem has given us a job description, which is to complete creation. Creation is referred to as a beged, as it says in Baruch Nafshi and Tehillim, O Taor Kasalma, Hashem wraps himself in light. The whole creation is a beged. Yeah, it's like a clothing, which on the one hand hides the true complete Creator, but it gives an ability to be able to recognize that there is something beyond, which is his will. And he left it unfinished, which is a symbol of the tzitzis hanging again, because that's our job description. Finish it through Torah, through mitzvahs, etc. Finish it, finish it, finish it, finish it, finish it. How should you do those mitzvahs? Right? Lech echol v'simcha lachmecha. You should say, yeah, rekod. You should drink, right? You should drink. You should say b'leif tov yeinecha. Do the mitzvahs b'simcha, o be'ava, o be'dveikus, and halavai, we should do it.